Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the International Film Festival of Venice, of course. I'm Angela Cerbi here with Alex Della Iglesia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're here because today is a special screening out of competition of 30 Coins, the first episode of 30 yeah. Coins, which is HBO Europe series of how many episodes?
Eight episodes.
And it starts, and the 30 coins are the 30 coins that Judas was given to betray Jesus, and it seems that they have been spread around the world. There is some entity, which we don't know yet, from the first episode, that is trying to gather them. But you put a lot of issues of your cinema and of the genre cinema in this specific first episode. So there is the devil, there is possession, there is exorcism, and more and more.
More and more.
Why so much?
Why so much? Because I love movies and I love fantasy movies and I want everything all the time. I really love the story and to mix different things inside. We have a religion matter, obviously, but basically we have a thriller. We have a mysterious thriller where someone has something really important, like, you know, the MacGuffin.
Yes.
Is, some evil people have a bloody coin in his hands and has a lot of power. We, in the first, in the first episode, we introduce, the audience to a strange and weird world. But in the second one, the people begins to think that, the issue is bigger than a small town. Mm-hmm. And in the third one, we know that, there is something really evil, in front of this mess. And, the thing is bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's fun, to build this strange international complot. Introducing the audience in a small town in Spain. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason you feel that it's too much, because it's really too much.
It's really too much. Too much information at the
Too much information at the beginning. But, I think the first one is good. For me, as filmmaker, I have to say that the third one is one of the best. But I love the moment where you know what happened. Mm-hmm. It happens in the six.
I was adapting to a serious kind of writing instead of writing for a single movie.
How totally different. Totally different. And the work with, I have to say, and I am very proud to say it, that my work with HBO is going crazy and marvelous. Mm-hmm. I never work with people so smart.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Well, it sounds really bad because always in the movies, the filmmaker is the most important and smart guy in the world.
Absolutely.
And I hate that thing. It's a fucking lie. Sorry for my English. It's a lie. The movies are not made by one person. The movies are made by a crew. There is a person who takes choices. Mm-hmm. That's all. I hate, they say, do you want red or blue? Do you want now or later? Do you want this or this? And you say, this one, blue, and that's all. But you need to go in a way, you must to follow a path. Mm-hmm. And in this case, I have company to take the choice. And it's not a regular producer. In a regular long feature film, you have a person who say, hey, thinking the audience, thinking in the box office, thinking, maybe this is too much, Alex,
Which it happens very, very often to you, I believe, to be told that it's too much, isn't it?
Always the people say, hey, Alex, you are too much.
Tone it down.
Yeah, calm. And now I have people who, like Steve, my executive producer from HBO, he say, Alex, we love it. I prefer this than this. I love when you say that than that. Mm-hmm. So he guides me. It's not, never says no.
Mm-hmm. But do you think it's something that has to do with the length? You have more space more narrative time, so maybe you have more
you're
freedom.
Right. Totally right. Yeah, it's different because you have time to, you know, to make grow the characters. You have time to show, you know, the arc visually, mm-hmm. from you know the characters' way to grow, and you can stop it to show something strange, or maybe you can explain something that in a long feature film is impossible. Mm-hmm. For example, I don't want to make big spoilers, but in one moment in the TV series, the characters talk with the devil, with the real devil, mm-hmm. with Lucifer. And, well, you say, maybe this is impossible to mm-hmm. shoot, or is unbelievable, or maybe, you know, well, we have time. Let's do it properly. And, well, I'm very proud of it. It's a really funny sequence and really scary sequence because how can you do it? Well, maybe if, you know, if suddenly Lucifer is not, you know, some scary guy, maybe if what's up if Lucifer is a man with a jacket and tie?
And he's nice.
And he's nice. And please, you know, come with me and let's talk. Let's talk about evil.
Well, that we can talk about iconography for all hours and hours.
Yeah.
But we don't have time, unfortunately. So we thank you a lot for the film because it was for the first episode because it was really funny, really entertaining. So 30 Coins by Alex de la Iglesia, a HBO series of 8 episodes to be aired in this next
I think end of the year. End of the year, yeah.
Shown as a premiere here at the Venice Film Festival. Thank you very much.
We show it in HBO Europe and I can say that in HBO USA.
Very good. Thank you very much. I'm Andrea Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.